Okay, today's Daf Chaf. We are on Yutasma Beis, about 8 lines up from the bottom, B'mayu Kimta. But first, a discussion from what we had yesterday. Okay, we're in the middle of the sugya of Cheresh Shotev HaKatan. The Mishnah had said that anybody can read the Megillah except for a Cheresh Shotev HaKatan. Rabbi Yehuda says a Katan is allowed to read it. And the last point that the Gemara made really is that Chisuri Mechstra, the whole Mishnah, is about Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Where Rabbi Yehuda says that a katan shelo higia lechinuch is not able to read it, and a katan shegia lechinuch is able to read it. Tosas here asks a question that all the Rishonim deal with. Tosas di Ramaskel of Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Tosas says, Kasha, be'ez a katan mairi. What type of katan are we talking about that Rabbi Yehuda allows and the Tanakama does not allow? At least the original way that we read the Gemara, that there was a Tanakama. Ibelo higia lechinuch, says Tosas on Yutasim Abeis, if it was a katan that has not reached chinuch age, my time with Rabbi Yehuda de Machshir. If it's not higia lechinuch, so how is Rabbi Yehuda Machshir? Rabbi says in Rosh Hashanah that if it's not mechuyah bedavar, he can't be motzi rami yechavasan. And if higia lechinuch, why do the Rabbanan pasul, which is the maskana that we say there, Rabbi Yehuda is only mashur by higia lechinuch? Tosfos says, so why do the Rabbanan agree? V'halo kol ha'achirim nami in chayav v'nalim midrabanan. A katan we know is a katan shehigia lechinuch is chayav in mitzvos midrabanan, and everybody else is only chayav midrabanan in Megillah. Imkein kasha amaylo amrina da'asi drabanan umafik drabanan. So why don't we say that a katan can be motzi a gadol in Megillah? All are drabanans, so why doesn't it work? As it says in Maseches Brachas, Tosfos quotes that a katan could be motzi his father in birchas hamazon, where a katan ate a full shear, and he's only chayav midrabanan though because he is a katan, while the father did not eat a full shear. He wasn't visavata, so he's only chayav in benching midrabanan. So what's the difference? So there are many, many answers given in the Rishonim. We'll mention four. Tosfos says, V'yesh lomar, d'la ola mairi b'katan shehigia l'chinuch. Really, Tosfos says in the middle, really we're talking about higia l'chinuch, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda says kosher. V'yefilo haki paslu rabbanan, but still the rabbanan say no good. Why? Mishum de megillah lekechiyu v'afilo b'gdolam elamidi rabbanan. V'katan einu mechuyiv elamidi rabbanan afilo kishar mitzvahs. Tosfos says, no, there's a difference. The gadol here is only one stage derabanan, because really, in theory, by mitzvahs da'araisa, he'd be chayav da'araisa. But here it happens to be the mitzvahs derabanan, so that's called one derabanan. But the katan host was here called, this is a double derabanan. He's a person who's mechuyiv mi derabanan, and the mitzvah itself is only derabanan. So a double derabanan person cannot be motzi a single derabanan. Ubagadol like elachad derabanan b'megillah shari shar mitzvahs hu chayiv daraisa v'lo asi trei derabanan umapik chad derabanan. So a gadol cannot have a katan be motzi him, because a katan in Megillah is a double derabanan, while a gadol in Megillah is only one derabanan. Trei derabanan cannot be motzi two derabanans. Fine. That is, well, Berchaz HaMazon is not true. Berchaz HaMazon is one each. Berchaz HaMazon, if a gadol eats a small shear, that he is, that's one derabanan, he ate a small shear, while a katan, who also only is a one derabanan, because he benching is really a daraisa, in theory. So that's only one derabanan each. That's Tosfos. The Ramban, quoted here in the Ran, says no, and this relates to something that we had a shear on a couple of years ago. This is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos and Maseches Brachas. The Ramban here quoted on Vavim Abeis and the Daf Yarif. The Ramban says, no, you can't compare the mitzvah of chinuch over there by Berchaz HaMazon to here, Mikra Megillah. Really, when it comes to chinuch, the katan is not chayiv at all. The katan isn't chayiv even midrabanan. Really, the father is chayiv to be mechanech his child. The Ramban here is the Ramban in Svir Lehi. She'enu bedin she'katan av mishigil l'chinuch yotzei, t'lav mitzvah dideya la'avuha, t'ilu lo mechayiv b'mitzvahs kolikar. He's not chayiv in mitzvahs at all, it's the father's chayiv. Aye, so what about Berchas HaMazon? Hainu, that's a separate case. Why? Because there's no choice. Eini yodei alavarech, it's an ones, but really, me'ikir hadin, the child is not mechuyev at all. So again, that's it's a beautiful piece of lamdis, but again, we're not going to spend more time on it now. The mitzvah of chinuch, is the mitzvah of chinuch on the child or on the parent? There are different lashonos of the Rambam. When the Rambam says, is the father mechanech to do this? Different mitzvahs, he has different formulations. Or is the child mechuyev midrabanan? Different formulations, but that's the second answer of the Ramban. A third answer of the Rashba, and maybe we'll finish with this. The Rashba says another answer. Why is it that a katan cannot be motzi? Says the Rashba over here, the Rashba in our Gemara. Birchas HaMazon, why are you chayiv at all before you're full? Why are you chayiv if you ate a kezayis only? It's like a gzera, it's like a chumra, that because you might come to eat a lot and have to bench, so even if you eat a little bit, we're machmir, it's a siyag, it's a chumra. Says the Rashba, all of the mitzvah of chinuch is a chumrah and a siyag. Because we want this kid to be used to doing mitzvos when he gets older. So those two can mix and match. Those two are the same kind of halacha. The derabanan of the chumrah of benching, even if you're not full, and the idea of the mitzvah of chinuch. But the Megillah has nothing to do with that. The Megillah is a mitzvah derabanan separately. It's not a siyag, it's not a geder. So it says the Rashba, only like derabanans can mix and match. So the birchas hamazon, before you ate your fill, and the mitzvah of chinuch in general, those two can match, because those are similar. Elashich says, Al birchas hamazon, the ikir darais, elashich, miru lekizayis, look at beitza, yechmiru vaka shiiro, ata shiiro, apakachi, gila chinuch, shiula chumra, lahar gila kodem zmano. But when it comes to Megillah, then there's a totally different kind of Rabbanan, and therefore it would not be allowed. Okay, those are three answers to help us understand Tosfos' question. Okay, there's more, but let's now move on. We're up to the Gemara B'mayu Kimta. So remember, what are we up to in the Gemara? We just said that our Mishnah is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Let's get the Shitas down so we understand the next five lines of the Gemara. So far the Gemara is talking about the issue of Hashma'a La'aznav. We're talking about a Cheresh, somebody who is deaf. He cannot hear the words that he says, but he can speak. He's not mute. He's not like a regular Cheresh, as we said yesterday. So we just said we were mokim the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning we have two Shitas in Tanaim. We have the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Bidi Eved, even if you didn't hear your words, you're Yotzei. And we have the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, who says if you didn't hear your words, you're not Yotzei, even Bidi Eved. Those are the two Shitas we have in the Gemara so far. We have Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's okay Bidi Eved, and Rabbi Yossi, he says it's not even okay, even Bidi Eved. In other words, we don't have an opinion that says everything is okay, even lechanchila, if you can't be mashmiya la'azna. That's going to be the critical point right now in the Gemara. We have two opinions. One's okay with the Eved, one's not okay with the Eved. We have nobody that says it's good lechanchila. So says the Gemara, b'mayu kimte, k'rib Yehuda, the Eved. How did we just interpret the Mishnah? That it's like the Shita of Yehuda, who says a cherich is kosher only with the Eved, but he would agree that lechanchila is no good? But we have the statement of Yehuda Breder of Shimon that a cheresh, somebody who cannot speak, could take off truma lechatchila, even though he can't make the bracha. So who is that opinion? Mani, who is that opinion that says you don't have to worry about hashma la'aznav, even lechatchila? E Rabbi Yehuda, the Eved in lechatchila lo. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, well, we just explained that Rabbi Yehuda only allows it, but the Eved, not lechatchila. E Rabbi Yossi, the Eved namilo. And if it's like Rabbi Yossi, he says it's not good even with the Eved. Even with the Eved is not good. What do you mean even with the Eved? By truma, the hafrasha won't be a good hafrasha? What does it mean that it won't be good? Well, just because you can't make the bracha of hafrasha's truma, it won't be good? So the Sfas Emes says, no, it doesn't mean the bracha, because obviously the bracha is not ma'akeh by hafrasha's truma. If I'm separated, that's it. So he says, maybe it has to do with the kriyas shame. By truma, just like by challah, I not only make a bracha, but I'm korei shame. I say, this is truma, this is challah. And even though some opinions say the Sfas Emes that you could do that b'machshava, you at least have to have the ability to do it, what's called kolaroi. You have to have the ability to be korei shame. And if you don't have the ability, that's what Rabbi Yossi would say, if you don't have the ability to be korei shame, so then maybe it wouldn't be good even with the Eved. So the Gemara says, who is this opinion like? We have this statement that says that by truma, even if you cannot say the words and hear it, it's okay lechanchila. So that's against Rabbi Yehuda, that's against Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, the Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda, afi lechanchila. So what do you want to suggest then? That Rabbi Yehuda allows it lechanchila? But then we have another source that's a problem, because we have a source that says something is only okay but the Eved. Elohad Tanya, lo yivarech adam berchaz amazah belibo. A person shouldn't bench in his heart. V'yimbirech yatsa, and if he did, it's okay but the Eved. So mani, lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo Rabbi Yossi. So we have this, if you say that Rabbi Yehuda allows it even lechanchila, if you can't hear the words, so then this source is a problem. This source that says it's okay with the Eved, but not lechanchila, is according to nobody. E Rabbi Yehuda afi lechanchila. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, then even lechanchila, it should be okay. E Rabbi Yossi afi le dieved namilo yatsa. If it's Rabbi Yossi, then even the Eved, it shouldn't be good. In other words, what's going on here? We basically have two opinions, but three different kinds of sources. That's the problem. We have one source that says it's by truma, that even if you can't say the words, it's okay lechanchila. We have one source by Berachas Hamazon that says it's okay with the Eved. We have a third source in the Mishnah, but we're trying to figure out what it is. Is it lechanchila? Is it with the Eved? But we have these two shitos, only Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi for sure says it's no good to the Eved. Rabbi Yehuda we're not sure about. Whichever shot we give in Rabbi Yehuda, then we don't have an author to one of the sources. That's the question. So answers the Gemara. Here's the answer. The Olam Rabbi Yehuda, v'afil lechanchila. Really, Rabbi Yehuda allows you to do mitzvos, which requires speech, even if you can't speak. V'lokasha hadideh hadarabe. Aye. So who is the one that says you're not allowed to do lachachila, but only b'tiyaved? That's the name of his rebbe. The Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hakori Yeshemat Tzorach Sheyesmi Ela Ozno, Shenamar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe says that if you say Shema, you need, which is a language of Lechadchila, you need to be able to hear it. Hashmei La Oznecha Mashat Amosi Mipicha. That's the drasha of Shema. Listen to your ear. Listen, your ear should hear what you say. Rabbi Meir Omer Asher Anochi Misavcha Hayom Alav Avechab. Rabbi Meir does not make that drasha. He says, Achar Kavanas Halev, Hein Hein Advarim. What does it mean, Alav Avechab? As long as you have a proper Kavana. That's the Iker, even if you don't say it. But at this point, to the Gemara says, no problem, we have three opinions. Rabbi Yossi says, it's no good even with the Eved. Rabbi Yehuda himself says, it's good even Lachadchila. And Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe says, it's okay with the Eved and not Lachadchila. So those are the three opinions. I just plug those opinions in into all the sources. The Gemara says, though, 1 minute, Hashad Asas Lahachi, once we brought this last Brisa, there's a much easier way. You don't have to be Machalik, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe. Simple. Afilu te Rabbi Yehuda Karabi Spirulei. Right? We want to say Talmud holds like a Rebbe. So even if Rabbi Yehuda holds like his Rebbe, Vaha de Tani Rabbi Yehuda Breder of Shimon Ben Pazi, Rabbi Meir he. Rabbi Meir will be the one that's Machalik, that says, L'chadchila, it's even okay. Right? Because we just have the sheet of Rabbi Meir who doesn't make such a drasha of you have to hear what you say. So, Lamaisa, there are three opinions, but we didn't have to say that one is a Rebbe and one is a Talmud. Period. Two dots. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Bekatan. Rabbi Yehuda said yesterday and earlier today that he allows a katan shehigiel chinuch that reached chinuch age to read the Megillah for everybody. Tanya, yeah. So the Gemara is not assuming that. Maybe Rabbi Meir's opinion is only by Shema. Tosas deals with the fact, the Tosas on the bottom of the previous Amud, how are we comparing all of these halachas? We're comparing Brechas Amazon and Shema and Megillah. All of these might not be so comparable, but the Gemara is assuming you're putting them all together. You might, be Mechalik, Hashma V'Aznav, between different halachic contexts, but the Gemara is not assuming that. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Bekat, Don Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Katan Hayisi, Vikarisi, Lamalame, Rabbi Tarfon, Uzakena Balud. Rabbi Yehuda says, I remember when I was a child, I used to read the Megillah in front of Rabbi Tarfon and the Zakenim. I used to read the Megillah. So, isn't that a proof to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says, I used to do it and they used to let me. So isn't that a proof to me? Rulo, Ein Mivin Raya Min HaKatan. Don't bring me rayas from a katan. What does that mean? It sounds like it means just because you say you did it when you were a katan, that's not a raya. Because now you're a gadol, so we trust edus when you're a gadol, but if you're going to tell me something you did when you were a katan, so then we don't trust you. So it's interesting, the Tosas Rid here asks, but 1 second, there are Gemaras in Maseches Ksubis in the second parak, which seem to go against this. The Gemara says, for example, let's say there's a man that comes and we want to know if he's a Kohen or not. Or we want to know if his friend's a Kohen. So he's allowed to say, you know what? My father used to come to school and pick me and my friend up early to take us to the Truma warehouse in order to get Truma when we were 10 years old. And when he's 25, he's allowed to say that. And the Gemara says, you're allowed to believe him. You're allowed to believe him to say what happened when he was a katan. That's not called edus of a katan. That's the edus of a gadol from when he was a katan. And the Gemara says, at least we believe those kinds of cases by dinim derabanan. By Truma Durabanan, Truma Mizmanazam. Somebody says, I remember me and my friend, we used to get picked up early and got taken to the Truma warehouse. So he's believed to say, and in that way we could trust that the friend's a katan. The friend's a Kohen. So ask the Tosas Rid, by Durabanans you're allowed to believe somebody when they're older about an event that happened when they were a katan. So here we're talking about Megillah. So why can't we believe that he read the Megillah? The Tosfos Rid says it's a Mefurish Gemara in Ksubis in the second parak. You know, why don't we believe him? So he says the answer that you probably are all thinking, and that is Megillah is not such a Durabanan. It is a Durabanan, but it's a very different kind of Durabanan. It's Divrei Sofrim, it's a strong Durabanan. The Tosfos Rid's language is that it has a remez in the Torah. That's his language, not Divrei Kabbalah. That it has a remez in the Torah. We had earlier in Dav Zion, Ksov Zosi Karan Basefer, Simba Zne Yoshua. So there was a remez in the Torah. Or maybe he means the Kal V'chomer from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Either way, that's the Tosas Ridge. That's why you cannot compare Megillah to other Durabanans. Would you be Mechali? Excellent. Would you be Mechali between the nighttime and the daytime reading? So this, you might say, we had that from the Nodabi Yehuda and the Turi Evan. We mentioned both of them on Dav Dalid, that the nighttime reading might be a pure Durabanan. But the daytime reading is a different Kabbalah, according to what they said. Different Kabbalah, which is a stronger. So maybe this is only by the daytime, not the nighttime.
But was there a nighttime?
was there. So most poskim hold that was the binyan Shlomo that we mentioned, Rish Shlomo Mivilna. That most poskim hold that even though it's not mentioned in Mishnayis anywhere, amazingly, the nighttime reading is not mentioned in Mishnayis, as we're gonna have a riot today about that. But most assume that it was there. The Binyan Shlomo has this huge chiddush that historically they only enacted the nighttime reading of the Megillah later in history, in the times of the Amoraim, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Because there's nowhere in the Mishnayos. It's an amazing ha'ara, but most assume that his ha'ara doesn't mean his conclusion. But again, that's this case. Tanya, let's continue now. Amar Rabbi Katan Isif Karisa Lamal Rabbi Yehuda. Again, Rabbi says, I used to read it in front of Rabbi Yehuda in Shul. Amar Lo Emi Vim Raiman Amatir. So, okay, obviously, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says his mutter. Don't bring me rice from him. Why didn't he just say, don't bring me rice from a katan? Chadava od ka amrulay. Really, you're right. It's 2 points he's saying. Chadat the katan Ayisa. Number one, you were a katan, so we're not going to trust you. The od, afilu gadol Ayisa. Ein mivin raya min amatir. Even if you were a gadol, we're still not going to bring a raya from from you, because your story took place with the one in the Mishnah who said this mutter, Rabbi Yehuda. Period. Okay, two important Mishnayos. Two Mishnayos that are all about the mitzvahs you do by day and the mitzvahs you do by night. So first, the mitzvahs you do by day. Ein karen esa Megillah. You cannot read the Megillah, the daytime reading of the Megillah. Again, this is one of his rayas, because the Mishnah only talks about the daytime reading. Ein karnes a Megillah, velo malin, you don't do bris milah, velo tovlin, and if somebody is tamei and they have to go to the mikvah, they don't go to the tevilah, they don't do tevilah in the mikvah, velo mazin, and we don't sprinkle the ashes of the parah aduma to make somebody tahar, v'chein shomeres yom keneged yom, and also this woman who has to become tahar, we'll explain in a minute, lo titbol ashetane tzachama. All these items who have a mitzvah to be performed during the day, they cannot be performed after dawn, after Amud HaShachar. They should wait to be performed until after sunrise, after Nesachama. The Kulan Sha'asu Mishal Amud HaShachar Kasher, if you did it b'di'eved, if you did it after dawn, so then b'di'eved, the meal is okay, the tefillah is okay, the megillah is okay, but really, l'chanchila, it should not be done earlier. Why? Rashi says, Ad Shehani Tzachama, She'yatza Misafek Laila. Before sunrise, it's still Safek Laila, and therefore, it should not be done. Next Rashi, but after Amud HaShachar, Eina Kol Bekiyin Bo, so therefore, we should not do it after dawn, before Nates. The Stechemet has a discussion. The Stechemet has a discussion in Chelek Gimel, page 345. What happens if you're a Baki? Rashi says, we're not Bekiyin, and that's why you can't do it before Nates. Nowadays, we have watches. So we know exactly when dawn is. We're not going to make a mistake to do it in the middle of the night. So does this halacha change? Rashi seems to say that the only reason you have to wait till sunrise is to make sure that it's Vadayom. Make sure it's certainly daytime. But what if you know for sure? What if you're a Baki? What if we live Bizman Azeh, when we can listen and we know exactly what time, when news time is, and we know exactly? So does the halacha change? He quotes a sefer Shulchan Gabawa, who says, yeah, halacha changes. V'chein noagin b'nei aliyah. He quotes the minhag of many b'nei aliyah that wake up right after dawn on Sukkis and go shake their lulav in the sukkah right away, right before Neisachama. U'manadim kodim Neisachama, and then they go to shul. So he quotes this shita, because it's all based on Pekiyus. Says the Stechem, and he doesn't agree, though. U'bahar manusei demar, dvarav tamur in l'daiti b'kaksari. He says, no. He says, first of all, even if you want to say that originally the reason for this din was because people weren't Bekiyin, but once Chazal are Misaki in this din, that you have to do it after Nesachama, then the din stands even for Bekiyin. He says, there is no, right, low plug. He says, Vade modu, shafa Bekiyin, v'yodim, shalom ha'shachar, lo hutar, lito v'leskoa, by shofar, l'chachil, l'kodim, nates, no, v'lo plug rabbanan, v'in eno baki, v'alos ha'shachar, l'misha eno baki, v'kulam heim k'chal, g'zeirasam. And we not machalik. He says, "Gzeira shavahi gam labaki kamoshe eno baki." And that is generally what we assume. That even though we know when dawn and when sunrise is, we have clocks and we have watches. Still, we say unless somebody is in a rush and they have to go to work and they don't have a choice. But generally, all these mitzvahs only apply after sunrise.
Well, didn't we discuss the principle? There were two cases:
right. So again, the reason, whether the reason is still applies or not, and whether the reason is part of the formulation of the takana from Maseches Beitzah, we have that. So here, I guess he's assuming that they did not put the reason in. They made this gzeira, and that's it. The gzeira stands. Forever, even if the reason does not apply. The Sfas Emes wonders why Kriyashma is not in here in the Mishnah. Why is it Kriyashma in the Mishnah? You're not allowed to... Kriyashma is a mitzvah Shabayom. So Kriyashma, you know, is that something that should be listed? So Rachin Lama B'Kriyashma Lo Chashu LaHatzruch LaHamtin Ad HaNeitz. Why by Kriyashma didn't Chazal say that you should wait till Neitz Lachama? There's a Kriyashma to read it by Yom. So why didn't they make... There is no such Gzeira. You're allowed to read Kriyashma before Neitz, right? That's the whole Vasikin. Vasikin is Kriyashma right before Neitz Lachama. The Dushman has to read right at Neitz Lachama. So why didn't Chazal make a takana of Kriyashma going only after Neitz Lachama? Says the Sfasemes. Simple. Kriyashma. When's the time for Kriyashma? B'shach v'chov v'kumecha. B'kumecha z'man kima. This is a big issue in Hilchas Kriyashma, and that is the Zmanim for Kriyashma are different than other mitzvahs. Because it doesn't say it's a daytime mitzvah. It's the day, the Zman is Zman Kim when people get up. People get up even before Neitz, says the Sfas Emes. People get up before Neitz, therefore the Chazal can't say that the mitzvah only applies after Neitz, because the Zman Kima applies beforehand, just like it continues until later. That's what he says, Kima Dekaimi, Biyahi Shaita. That's what the Sfas Emes says. It's an interesting, also another makar that says the same idea here. There's a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Can you say, Imutu Likro Megillah Shalaila Aneitz Achama? Can you? We know that by Kriyashma, we had a Maseches Brachas, and Daf Tes or Yud, around there, that the Kriyashma of nighttime, Bidi Eved, let's say you're on call all night, you didn't have a Meir, you didn't say Kriyashma, you could say Kriyashma until sunrise every day, even though it's after dawn. You could say Kriyashma until sunrise. Can you say Megillah of nighttime till sunrise? So the Taz says yes. Taz says yes, it's Drabbanan, you're allowed to be Mekel. Says the Magen Avraham, no, Kriyashma is unique. B'shach v'hov kumecha. Some people, they're up all night, they still go to sleep before sunrise. But when it comes to Megillah, you know, it goes by specific objective shiurim of days, and therefore it wouldn't be allowed to be flexible, and you wouldn't be able to say it after dawn. Okay, that's a discussion of Kriyashma. Let's go back to the Mishnah now. Just one we didn't define one of the terms. Shomer is Yom Keneged Yom. The Mishnah says that a Shomer is Yom Keneged Yom cannot go to the mikvah until Neitz Lachama. What's a Shomer is Yom Keneged Yom? So this is the discussion that we've had in the past of Nida and Zava. Most Rishonim, the Ramban at the forefront, but most Rishonim that follow him, say that first time a woman has Dam in her life, she becomes a Nida for 7 days. For 7 days. Halach, that midaraisa, whether she sees Dam during those 7 days, doesn't see Dam, she sees all seven. At the end of those 7 days, if she does a hefsek tara, she does a bedika, she stops seeing, then she's no more, she goes to the mikvah the following day. That's a nida. But the halacha is, after the 7 days of nidas, there are 11 days of ziva. Yud aleph yimei ziva. If a woman sees during these 11 days, then it's assumed to be abnormal. That's not a regular re'ia of Dam or Zivus, and therefore that creates a special type of Tumah of Ziva. She sees 1 day, she's called a Zava Katana. She sees 2 days, she also is called a Zava Katana, called Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom. The halacha, if she sees if by 1 or 2 days, is that she has to have 1 day of clean. One Yom Naki. That's called a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, and she goes to the mikvah the following day. She goes to the mikvah that day, meaning she sees on Monday, so then Tuesday, if Tuesday is clean, so then she's Tahar. If she sees Monday and Tuesday, then Wednesday is clean, she's Tahar. If she sees 3 days in a row, then she's a Zava Gadolah, and she needs Shivanakiyam. And she sees 7 clean days if she sees 3 days in a row. And the halacha is, though, that let's say she becomes a Zava Gadolah, then she does not, and she has to have Shivanakiyam, she does not become a Nida again until she has Shivanakiyam. That is what 99% of Rishonim say. That's what the Ramban, the Rashba, everybody says, except the Rambam. The Rambam has a very difficult shita, which many try to figure out. The Rambam says once the woman starts, when she becomes Bas Mitzvah, she has a Riyah for the first time, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, forever. Doesn't matter if she becomes a Zava Gadolah, she didn't have Shivan Akiyam yet, 7-11, 7-11, forever. That's Rambam in Yisurei Bia Vav. That's the Shidas Rambam. Either way, we're talking about here, Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, where she would only need 1 day of clean, of Naki Midam, of Naki Mizivus, because she only saw for 1 or 2 days. She also, when she goes to the mikvah, she has to do it by day after sunrise. She can't do it after dawn. Okay, let's continue now the Gemara. The Gemara, Minolan, how do you know all these cases? How do you know that they have to be by day? So Minolan, how do you know that the Megillah has to be read by day? So Markrava, Hayamim, Ha'elin, Iskarmanasim. These days have to be remembered. Bayom, in Balaila Lo. So Yamim is Yom and not Laila. Lema Devi Tiyotir Shubin Levi, Derm Shubin Levi, Chayav Adam Lukas Megillah Balaila shows up by Yom. So it's even the question that we were alluding to before. Isn't this the Mishnah against Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who says that you have to read the Megillah also at night, and the Mishnah only mentions the daytime reading? So the Mishnah, Gemara says, Kiktani Ad Yom. No, the Mishnah is referring to the daytime one. The nighttime one, you're right, but we're just not talking about that one. So the Binyan Shlomo would say, no, it didn't exist yet at the times of the Mishnah. So he was arguing on the Gemara. V'lomalin v'chulu, tichsiv, brismil is only by day. Tichsiv u'bayom hashmini yimol. On the day of the eighth day yimol, then you do brismila. Fascinating discussion in Tosfos. Dibur maschul tichsiv, Tosfos, second question. Third line of Tosfos, v'hikshu Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim says, mila cannot be done at night. Right, that's what this Gemara says, based on a pasuk. So why does Meseches Kiddushin, we have a special pasuk to teach me that women cannot do bris mila. And women are pater from bris mila. So that's the that's based on a pasuk of Oso. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? If mila is only by day, isn't it as long grama? So that's the reason women should be pturos. Why does the Gemara hear? Why does the Gemara over there have to have a special pasuk to teach me that women are excluded from being mal their son? What do you mean? Zman grama. It's zman grama because it's only by yom. That's the kasha of Tosis.
Is it only by yom till the eighth day?
Is it only by yom till the eighth day? So that's the second answer Tosva says here. Tosva says there is an opinion, lav dafka, there is an opinion that a mila shelo bizmana is done at night. That if you do a mila shelo bizmana on day 14, you can do it at night. That's one opinion. We try to do it by day no matter what. But that's one opinion. Tosa's first answer, though, is that maybe the principle of being pater from Zman Gramas doesn't apply to an assay that has kares. There's only two assays that have kares, right? Mila and Karen Pesach. So maybe the assay, an assay that has kares, doesn't have the patur of Zman Grama. That's Tosfos' answers. That's two answers of Tosfos. There are about 14 other answers in the Rishonim. We'll mention about two. Two more answers. The Tosfos, the Ritva. The Ritva there, Meseches Kiddushin and Daf Chaf Tes, says that maybe the patur only applies to Zman Grammas of your own mitzvos. But this is a mitzvah of the child's. The woman, the mother, is trying to get the child to help fulfill the mitzvah. But lamaisa, it's the child's mitzvah. The child's going to become mahul. The child, after he dies without mila, is going to get kari. So it's the child's mitzvah. So maybe the patur doesn't apply in that kind of case. The Tosfos Rid there in Kiddushin. One more. This is quoted as the Ramban, but it's not an our Ramban. But the Tosfos Rid says it. In Meseches Kiddushin. And that is maybe the mitzvah of mila, and this is going to have a shear on this, the mitzvah of mila isn't just about the act that must be performed. The obligation upon the father or the mother is what he calls the hisaskus. All the arrangements, getting the moel, getting the caterer, setting up for the suda, making sure everything's taken care of, inviting the guests. So all of that is part of the mitzvah of bris mila. So all of that is not limited to daytime. Find the act of the maisa mila has to be by daytime. But says the Tosfos Rid, the mitzvah mila includes everything, includes all the arrangements. And therefore, that is not limited to daytime, and that's why you need a pasuk to exempt the woman. Afog avo mitzvah de lotalia begufa. Avagav de milas aben yesh lozman, but ha esek hahu ein lozman. Shemay biyom be malayla yitrach v'yachin sarche milas beno. And that's why you would have thought that a woman is not zman grama. Kamash b'lan, a woman is still pater based on the pasuk. So we have Tosfos gives two answers. We have the Tosfos Rid about the esek. We have the Ritva about not her mitzvah. And just one more. The Sfas Emes says maybe. Again, this is a lumdus. He says maybe the point of mila is the result, not the action. The result of becoming a mahul, says the Sfas Emes, and not the Maisa Mila. And by result-oriented mitzvahs, you don't say Zman Grammas. Zman Grammas is only when you have a mitzvah to do an act. But if it's a result-oriented mitzvah, to be a mahul, you're a mahul for every second. After you become a mahul, you know, you've created the status that will last forever. So that's why maybe the patur Zman Gramma does not apply. Like we had a little bit a couple days ago, that every second you're mahul, and we had by David HaMelech in the shower.
That's what we said last year. It doesn't apply by Mila, by Shlichus.
Maybe shlichus by mila. We discussed that. Yeah,
it's a
maisa. It's a maisa versus a result. Well, that's the shach. The shach in hilchos mila that you can't make a shliach. Right. Can't make a shliach. So, but it's machlokas. Most argue on the shach. Okay, so at least this is one opinion. Okay, let's go weiter. Anytime you have to go to the mikvah to become tahor or get the ashes of the paraduma sprinkled upon you, that's also only by day. Tichsev, where do you know that from? V'hiza hatar latami v'chulu bayom hashvi'i. The hazah, the sprinkling, should happen on the seventh day. V'iskish tefila v'azoya, and tefila is also in that pasuk. So anytime you have to go to the mikvah, tefila and azoya, it's only by daytime. V'cheshires yom keneged yom, lo titbal chatani zachama. Also yom keneged yom. Ask the Gemara. Pshita, maishno shemeres yom keneged yom mikol chayvi tefilas. It's a problem in the language of our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? Anytime you have to go to the mikvah, you have to do it by day. And what's the next line of the Mishnah? Oshemeres yom keneged yom has to go to the mikvah by day. Why is she in her lister herself? There are 25 different people that might have to go to the mikvah. Why is shemeres yom keneged yom listed separately in the Mishnah? Itzrich. No, because there's a chiddush. Salkadai dechamina. I might have thought that, again, what's a shemeres yom keneged yom? A woman who has an unusual, considered not a regular nidus, during the 11 days between her nidus period. So she has a re'iyah for 1 or 2 days, and she requires 1 day of nikiya midam. So I might have thought, tevi re'iyah kere'iyah rishona shalzav, I would have thought that we should treat her re'iyos just like the first re'iyah of a zav, a male who has an emission that is considered abnormal, and it's metamehim. The first rishon of azav, the rear rishon of azav is kishle balkari, and the first the rear rishon of azav is compared in hilchas tuma to a balkari. Dechsiv zos toras azav asher teitzim enu shech vazera. You see a zav and a bal shech vazera, just a man who has an emission of zera from him. They're comparable. Ma balkari tova bal yom hay nami litva bal yome. And we know a balkari, somebody has a riyas kari, he goes to the mikvah that day. See, a man is with his wife, so he has to go to the mikvah, that makes him a balkari. So he goes to the mikvah, let's say, Tuesday night, he's with his wife. So Wednesday morning, he goes to the mikvah the same day, and that night, by shkia, he's tar. So the same halach is by a zav, he could go that same day. So I might have said that what about a zava, what about this woman of Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, v'habi yamama lo matzi tavla dechsiv kol yimei zova kamishka v'nidasa yiela. So this woman, this Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, cannot go that day, because the pasuk says that she's tame that entire day, but at least at least the following night she could go. Fine, she's not like a balkari or zav the first time, but at least right afterwards let her go that night. That's why the Mishnah has to emphasize separately that no, she has to wait till the next day. Kamash malan, kivan debaya svira, svira biyamamihi. Whenever you need to count a day, it's got to be by daytime. Shivanikiyam, a woman counts. We know the bedikas. When does a woman do a bedika? A woman does a bedika during Shivanikiyam by daytime. By daytime, because it's the din of svira. Whenever you have to count, you have to do it by daytime. Right? If somebody, Rachman al-Islan, is in Shiva Shloshim, they're finishing Shiva Shloshim. Mixas Ayam Kakulo. Tosas discusses it here. When does that apply? On day 30, after 5 hours into the night? No! It's a din of counting. Counting goes by days. So you gotta wait a little bit till the morning. Gotta wait a little bit into the morning, by the last day of Shiva, last day of Shloshim, and that will be the counting. See here too, a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom has to count 1 day. It's not like she only 1 day she's tar. She has to count 1 day. She has to count 1 day, so that's why she needs daytime. And that's why it's listed separately in the Mishnah. Fine. Okay. Vakulan. Continuing. Vakulan Shalom Mishalom Arashachar Kasher. B'di'evet, the Mishnah said, all of these should be done from nates, but if they're done from dawn, it's kosher b'di'evet. Minani mili, how do I know that dawn is okay? Amar Rava, da Amar Krakas, the Pasuk says in Brachos. Vayikra Elokim la'or yom. Hashem calls to the day, yom. What is la'or? L'me'ir uba karo yom. To l'me'ir, to what precedes the yom, what precedes the real yom, which is sunrise, he already calls day. That's a remez that dawn is already considered day. Elame'ata, if you want to say that, v'lachosha kara layla, l'machshichu ba kara layla, so you want to say the same thing should apply at nighttime, so what brings the darkness should also be considered darkness, meaning it should be nighttime before it says, ha'kaimala da'at seizikol chavim la'v'laylahu. The same thing wouldn't apply at night, so what's the difference between the Lashonos and the Torah? So that remez doesn't work. So El Amar Abzir Mehach. Okay, we have a different pasuk to hint to me that Amud HaShachar is really the beginning of the day. V'yanachnu Osim B'malacha, talking about the building of the Beis HaMikdash, we were doing work, V'chetzya Machzikim B'Ramachim El HaShachar Atzeza Kochavim. We were doing work and they were protecting us with Ramachim, with spears, from morning, from dawn until nighttime. So when did people do work? They do work during the day. So that shows that it's daytime from dawn till tzeis. V'omer, and also the pasuk says, V'hayu lanu halayla l'mishmar v'hayom b'mlacha. At night we guarded, and during the day we did work. My v'omer, why do we have a second pasuk? V'chitim mishalom adashach alav yamama. Because with just the first pasuk, I might have said that really dawn is not day. U'michi arva shimsha lelya v'inu makadmi u'machashchi. I just thought that maybe they got up early. Maybe these people got up early to work to go before daytime. It says they work from dawn, but it doesn't mean that's daytime. So I might have thought that that's not a proof. Tashma, that's why we have the second pasuk to bolster. V'hayulanu halayla mishmar v'ayom malacha. We did malacha only by yom. And the previous pasuk says that we did malacha from dawn. That shows that dawn is yom. Period. Okay, next Mishnah, which we could spend hours on, but we'll have to do as much as we can in the allotted time. Masnisan, kol hayom kashu l'kriyas ha-megillah. any Mishnah that lists off 20 different halachas, you know, you can spend a lot of time on. Right? We're going to have all the different halachas of day. Any kol hayom kasher lekriyas megillah. Daytime is kasher for any all the following mitzvahs. The entire day, lekriyas megillah for megillah reading, ulekriyas halel for saying halel, ulatkiyas shofar, ulanatilas lulav, ulatfilas hamusafin, and for the davening musaf all day. Doesn't say shacharis or mincha because those have zmanim. Musaf's the only one. Right, musaf the whole day, ulu musafin for the carbon musaf, ulu vidui haparim, and for the vidui of parim, of the special carbonus of cows, Rashi says, the parhelm davar shel tzibor, the cow that's brought when Bezdin paskins incorrectly and most of the tzibor follows them, or the par kohen mashiach, or the par of the kohen gadol when he does an aveira. That's the vidui of parim, ula vidui meiser, or the vidui meiser that we do when we bring our meisros, and described in Parshas Kisavo, ula vidui yom kippurim, and the vidui that's done on Yom Kippur, on the different animals, lismicha, leaning, or leaning on the animals, shchita, tenufa, waving the animals, hagasha, bringing close the flower, karbanos, to the Mizbeach, l'kemitza, that is when you take the flour and you put it between the three fingers and you rub it, l'haktara, when you we burn the spices, l'malika, malika is when we chop off the head of the bird carbon, instead of shchita, we do malika with the Kohen's fingernail, ulakabala, when we catch the blood, hazaya, when we sprinkle the blood, meaning all the avodas are here, except holacha. Not for now. Holacha, there are four avodas we mentioned in the past. Shchita, kabbalah, holacha, zrika. Shchita, you shecht. Kabbalah, you catch the blood. Holacha, you bring the blood to the mizbeach. And zrika, you sprinkle. Holacha is not here. The Gemara discusses in Masechet Zvachim, the end of the first parak, whether holacha is really an avoda or not. Okay? Holacha. Hashkaya sota, giving the sota to drink the waters. Ula arifa, so egla. When we do egla arufa, we break the back of the cow. When we find the anonymous corpse. Ula tara, samitzora. And to be mitar the mitzora, all of these are mitzvahs done by day, and they could be done all day. Rashi just has an amazing havamina. The first Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi says, "Kol yom kasher v'yafal gav de kaimel on zriza magdim on the mitzvahs tichsev v'yashkan avram baboker." So therefore, what? So even though there's zriza magdim, and therefore what? So you might say that you have to do it in a puzzle later. Some Achronim say, what's Rashi's Havamina? Of course, just because you missed that Zrizim, you won't be able to do it the rest of the day? Rashi's explaining the Chiddush of the Mishnah. It's amazing. There might be a Havamina that Zrizim might say, you have to do it, and if you don't do it early, it's possible. Afiluachi is still kasher kol hayom. Even though there's Zrizim, you can still do it the rest of the day. No, you might have lost an element, but still it is okay. So that Rashi is talked about by the Achronim, how strong Zrizim Magdimen is in terms of its power. One other ha'ara on the Mishnah, then we'll continue. The Rashba says, it says musafin. Musaf, the carbon musaf we brought all day. We know the carbon musaf cannot be brought before the carbon tumid in the morning. Can't be brought after the carbon tumid in the afternoon. So it can't be brought all day. You want to say this means most of the day? So the Rashba says, no, it just means time-wise. You're right, there is another act that must be done. But in theory, in terms of time, it can be brought all day. There's a davar chitzoni that prevents it, meaning the tumid. But in terms of time, it can be brought all day. Okay, second half of the Mishnah. All night, you could do all the following mitzvahs for sure at night. L'ksiras omer, cutting the omer, which is done the night before, right, the night of the second day of Pesach, when they're going to bring the omer the following morning. They cut it at night. Ula hektar chalavim ve'ivarim, and you burn the fat and the leftover fat in the limbs. Zehaklal. Everything by day can be done all day. Everything by night can be done all night. The bottom Tosfos here, again, we don't have time. Maybe we will at the end. Bottom Tosfos here discusses Sfirsa Omer. Right? Sfirsa Omer is all night. So what does that mean, halacha lemaisa, about if you forgot to count at night, could you count by day? As Arminog is to count by day without a bracha, and then start the next day with a bracha. That's this Tosfos. This Tosfos is one of the two Tosfosim. One here, one in Maseches Menachos, about all the different shitas in the Rishonim. About whether counting is only at night, because cutting the Omer is only at night. What do we do by day? If you can't cut the Omer by day, so what are we doing? By counting by day, to try to be able to continue counting the following night. So again, that's a big discussion. Hopefully we'll have it again one day. So minalan lo, let's do the Gemara. How do we know that Megillah can be done all day? Because it says these days are remembered and done. How do you know Hallel's all day? From when the sun goes up until it comes down. Rabbi Yossi v'omer, zeh hayom asah Hashem. This day, also a remez to the entire day. Unutilas lulav dechsiv, ulkachtem lechem by yom harishon. Tkiya shofar dechsiv, yom shura yelachem. All the psukim of yom. Ulu musafin dechsiv, dvar yom biyomo. Yom. Ulu tfilas musafin, kim musafin shavyur abanan. Tfilas musaf is compared to musaf. Ulu vidui parim, the yalav kapara, kapara miyama kipurim. Vidui par is compared to the kapara of Yom Kippur. Again, vidui parim with a vidui on the special karbanos, the parim davar shel tzibur and the par kohen mashiach, as I mentioned, are the special karbanos that you bring a cow. So that kapara is compared to the kapara of Yom Kippur. The tani gabi Yom Kippurim, because by Yom Kippur it says v'chiper ba'ado va'ad beiso v'kaparas dvarim akazim medaber. That's about kaparas dvarim v'kapara b'yamamu d'chsiv, and kapara is always by day. Kiva yom azeh yichaper aleichem. Levidui Meiser, what about the Vidui Meiser that's described in Parshas Kisavo, when you finish bringing your Meisris, and you want to say to Hashem that you did everything properly, you do Vidui Meiser, that's also by day, Dechsiv Yamart L'Fnei Hashem Alkecha, Bi'arti HaKodesh Ben Abayis, because the Vidui Meiser is described, V'samech Lein, right afterwards it says, Hayom Hazeh, Hashem Mitzavcha La'asos. Hashem commands you to do this, Hashem Alkecha Mitzavcha. Hashem commands you to do this. L'smicha V'l'shchita, what's the makar that smicha, leaning on the animal in Shchita. Shchita is done by day. Dechsiv, vissamach, vishachat. It says the pasuk in Vayikra, v'kasev bei b'shchita b'yom zevachem. And it says by Shchita, on the day that you bring your carbon. L'tinufa, waving, dechsiv b'yom hanivchem esa omer. On the day that you wave the carbon omer. Ula hagasha, deiskish l'tinufa. And hagasha, bringing the animal close, is compared to tinufa, waving. Dechsiv alakach hakoim yad ha'isha, es minchas haknos, v'heinif v'hikriv. So you see, tinufa, the heinif, the waving, is put right next to hakrava, bringing it close. Limelika, lekmitza, lakdar lahazaya. How do you know by all of these avodos, chopping off the animal, the bird's head, kmitza, hakdara, dechsiv bayom savoso as bnei Yisrael. On the day that I command bnei Yisrael, the pasuk in Vayikra Zayin, so says the Gemara, that alludes to all avodos. All avoda in the Beis Hamikdash must be done by yom. Bayom savoso as bnei Yisrael. Tosfos asks, and well, this thought will finish in a minute. Says Tosfos, if all avodos are included in this pasuk that's brought on the last skinny line, so why do you need a separate pasuk 5 lines earlier to tell me shchita? What do you mean shchita has its own pasuk b'yom zivchachem? Why isn't it included in all the other avodos? Says Tosfos, no, because shchita is lav avodahi. Good line from Maseches Zvachim. Shchita is lav. What do you mean shchita lav avoda? We know there are 4 avodos of a carbon. Shchita kapala holachas rika. What do you mean shchita lav avoda? Shchita is conceptually different than other avodas. Why? Tosfos says after all that a Yisrael could do shchita. A Yisrael is allowed to do shchita. Yisrael is not allowed to do any other avoda. He can't do zrika. He can't do kabbalas adam. A Yisrael is allowed to do shchita. So that reflects that it is different. So just one thought on shchita lav avodahi, which is a huge topic. But we'll just mention one thought of it. I'll quote to you from the Gines Egos. This is Rav Shechter's new sefer, and this afternoon is the Levaya for Rav Melech Shechter, Rav Shechter's father, who was nifter yesterday. So just as a schus his neshama, today's the Levaya. So we'll say some Torah from his son, Bra Kara Davua, and then that way it'll be a schus for an aliyah for the neshama. Just a 2-minute vart, a beautiful thought. He has an article on Shechita Lava Vodihi. Remember, we were learning Zvachim in the Kolos. So remember, we asked him a question once, and Rav Shechter said this was either his bar mitzvah pshetel or his offer pshetel. I don't remember which one it was, but it was one of the two. Where he quotes the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos in Maseches Zvachim and Daf Yudalet. Shechita Lava Vodihi. Why is Shechita different? Why isn't it called an avoda? So Rashi there says what we just said. Yisrael's allowed to do it. Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says no. He says he doesn't, based on the language of the Gemara, he doesn't think that's the reason is lava voda. The reason is lava voda, it's different, is because, yet let we know that kachi kachim, karbanas, have to be shechted on the north side of the Mizbeach. Let's say you're standing on the south side with a long knife. You're standing on the south, and you shecht the knife, and you end up cutting the animal with a long knife. You know what the halacha is? Kasher. By Shechita, you're allowed to stand somewhere else. You just have to catch, you have to shecht. By Kabbalah Saddam, catching the blood, you have to stand there in the north. You can't stand from outside. So the fact that that halacha is true, that shows Shechita Lav Avodahi. Because you don't have to be standing in the north. Yes, Rav Shechter, what's that halacha, you're standing out in the north? So Rav Shechter explains, based on a Beis HaLevi, which I think we've mentioned before. The Beis HaLevi says, there's a mitzvah for the Kohen to eat karbanis. But you know what? Even if the Kohen gets less than a kezias, there are Gemaras that say that sometimes Kohenim got less than a kezias of a karban. Are they still fulfilling the mitzvah? Yes. Said the Beis HaLevi, because there are 2 aspects of avoda. Avoda of eating the karbanis. Number one, that the person should eat, and achilas hagavra, and number 2, that the karban should be eaten. focusing on the animal, focusing on the chefsa. That's what the Beis Halevi writes in Chelek Aleph about eating karbanos. Eating karbanos, the mitzvah of the Kohanim, has two elements. To eat the karbanos, and for the karbanos to be eaten. Rav Shechter extends this now to say that maybe every avoda has a double avoda. The Nira Lomer Delorak Bachilas Kachim, who de Isnu Latre Kiyumin, El Af Bacha Avodas Kachim. There are two Kiyumim. Number one, the Gavra HaKoin Oses Avoda. Number two, in Chefsa, the avoda is Naasis Biha Karban. He says that's what you have by every avoda. When you have by Zrika, the Kohen must be Zorek Vidam, the blood must be sprinkled on the Mizbeach. And he explains many different makoros based on these two ideas. The Gavra of the Kohen and the Chefza of the Kohanim. So he says maybe that's Pshat and Tosfos Shechita Lav Avoda. Why does he give that example? That the Kohen could be standing outside somewhere, puzzle with a long knife? Because the point by Shechita Lav Avoda, explains Rav Shechter, is that it only has the Chefza element and not the Gavra element. That's why the Gavra could stand outside with a long knife and Shecht all the way inside, because that element doesn't exist. It's Lav Avoda regarding the Gavra Kiyum. But the Chefza Kiyum, of course, it needs. It is an Avoda. It's one of the Dalat Avodos, and that's why the animal himself has to be there. That's why Zemochiyach, the Lekka B'Shechita Kiyum Kaful, Rakiyum Baha Chefza Taha Karbon, Akiyum HaGavra Lekka. So that's Rav Shechter. Again, it's a longer piece here in his new Sefer, the Ginas Egos, in Simin Nun Beis. It's a beautiful piece. But again, that should be an aliyah to the neshama of Rav Melech Shechter, Zichrono Levracha. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue, Be'ez Hashem, second to last line, tomorrow. Oh, before you turn it off, today's it's sponsored by the Shimon family. So one of his brother-in-law in Boston who hears this is sponsored. So we give the Shimon family a mazel tov on the bar mitzvah this week.